Jesse Bering, in an article that he wrote about women's cruelty to one another, spoke of meeting an endearing six-year-old girl, and he remarked that if she was anything like the rest of her gender, and I'll put this in quotes here, in just a few years' time, she will unfortunately morph into an eye-rolling, gossiping, ostracising, sarcastic, dismissive, cliquish ninth grader, embroiled in the classic cafeteria-style bitchery of adolescent female social politics.
This was an incredibly accurate assessment of teenage girls. And I'm going to be bold and say, this is all teenage girls, to a point. The question is whether they're successful at this or not. If they're successful at it, they will continue at it. If they're not, they are forced to develop a personality.
He did go on, to be fair to Jesse, to outline some of the research around this.
He went to school. He has met teenage girls. What research was needed?
Women constantly hang out with men who are very dangerous to them.
Do they? Kind of makes you wonder why they do that. Maybe women are masochistic?
And the fuss and bother about Jill Maher's dreadful experience and death in Melbourne, they're trying to make it sound as if that's common. It isn't. The streets are not where danger lies for women. Women get killed at home.
Well, yeah, but that's like saying that 90% of shark attacks happen at the beach. That's where 90% of the interactions between sharks and humans can occur, you fucknut. Just saying women get killed at home is a meaningless statement. It's absolutely meaningless. Because it's not only is it trite, but it is exceptionally misleading. Because saying women get killed at home, what you are saying is all women get killed at home. But obviously you're not, you're making a generalisation. So what you're saying is the majority of women get killed at home. What you need to be saying is something like the majority of women who are murdered by their partners are killed at home. This is important because that means the vast majority of women and men who are not involved in a murder in some way are not put in that category then. So we know that you, Jermaine Greer, are not being intellectually dishonest and saying women to try and make the entire audience of women think, oh my god, that could be me, because the chances are it's not. You know, the chances are they've got a pretty normal, healthy relationship with their husband who's a pretty normal man and who loves his wife and would never think about murdering her.
Just remember that. So, that's one thing I think it's really important to say today. So, women don't know how much men hate them. They constantly tell themselves that men are mean to them and hit them because they love them.
Oh, that's right! Because every man beats his wife. It's no longer a loaded question, say, when did you stop beating your wife? Because it definitely applies to all fucking men. Most men don't hit women.
It takes them a long time to figure out the truth behind that. And we could talk for a long time about why men have such complicated feelings about women. It's partly to do with their complicated feelings about their own sexuality and their sexual insecurity and their fear of humiliation and so on.
Have you tried asking a man? Because I tell you what, as a man, and having discussed this with many men, I would say that the reason most men find women very, very frustrating to deal with is that women are unpredictable. By and large, you will think you have done something right, but there will be something she has picked up on that you didn't even know was coming. This is why Family Guy make the joke, you know, men, we don't know what we did wrong. Men are actually surprisingly simple creatures. Very few men are actually grappling with their sexuality. Most men are pretty comfortable with it. Most men know exactly what they want. What they want is just a bit of peace and fucking quiet from the constant validation that women need. My girlfriend's dad has got a long-running joke. His wife says, "You never tell me you love me anymore." And he says, "I told you on our wedding day, and if anything changes, I'll let you know." I think a large part of men's confused feelings towards women comes from women's actions, because men are very used to judging each other on their actions. But women take actions that you would never accept in another man. You would never. I mean, to the point where, I mean, it might well lead to physical confrontation if another man did things that women do. and yet women do them anyway. And so a man is literally torn between the fact that he loves this woman and she is acting in a way that is repulsive and repugnant. You know, you would never catch a man acting towards another man the way that women act towards men. And they do it because they occupy a position of privilege where a man cannot discipline her like he would do with another man. If another man said some of the things that women have said to me, I would have kicked the shit out of him. And vice versa, I would expect him to kick the shit out of me if I'd said these things to him. But when a woman says it to you, you have no recourse. This is why men feel the need to go off to their fucking man caves, to get away from the source of the problem that they cannot otherwise deal with. Because men are very direct and, frankly, very upfront and physical. And women aren't, and they use it to their advantage. I know I've been talking for quite a while here, but this gets me to a point that I've wanted to raise but never really known how. Women are emotional abusers of men. They will quite happily use their emotional state and the man's desire to make them happy to make the man unhappy. They will constantly change the goalposts in an attempt to get the man to just break down and concede whatever point she's making, regardless of whether she's right or wrong, because she wants the victory in this circumstance. This is fucking sick. This is for women what men beating a woman is. It's really, really something that men need to be able to recognize and deal with.
But when it comes to why women are mean to each other, then we have to, I mean, apart from the fact it's kind of silly, I mean, men are mean to each other too. Mm. And we're not sitting around, I mean, just watch the football, for example. They can want each other's eyes out. That's pretty mean, and it's all supposed to be sporting.
What Jermaine fails to realise here is that it's not mean. It's violent. It's competitive. There is a very, very real difference between a man shouting at another man and inciting violence to him and saying, come and fight me, I will smack your eye out, or whatever she was saying, and a group of women victimizing a lone woman who has been ostracized. There is no way the lone woman who has been ostracized can win. There is no way for her to even redeem her own honor. If a man or a group of men are challenging another man to a fight, he can redeem himself. Even if he loses, if he stands and fights and gets the crap kicked out of him, no one lacks respect for that man. Oh, he might be a loser, might well be, but at the end of the day, a conversation's going to go like this. Yeah, yeah, you know, he came up and, you know, John kicked his ass, yeah, but at least he wasn't a pussy about it. You know, at least he came on. But if a group of bitchy teenage girls are shouting things and yelling insults and make a lone woman break down and run off, there is nothing that woman can ever do to be respected by that group. That's the difference. There is, men are not mean like women are. Men might be a lot of things, but they are not like this.
Women are mean to each other because they have been forced to identify with their male family.
What kind of fucking nonsense is that? Women are mean to one another because something, unspecified, has forced them to identify with their fathers or brothers, and therefore now they must be mean with each other. I find that baffling. That doesn't make any sense. That is not the reason that groups of teenage girls sit there, ostracize one, and then victimize her. I cannot reconcile that with any experience in reality that I have had.
I mean, if you're actually in the mating game, and Jesse does talk about that, about mate rivalry, then you're afraid of other women. You're afraid they'll steal your man. Men have the same fear, but expresses itself rather differently. Men are afraid of being humiliated. Women are afraid of being abandoned.
So it's actually biological, then. It's nothing to do with the men in their family. It's to do with the fact that they're afraid of abandonment, like you've just said. Now, that, I think, is correct. I think she's right. I think men are afraid of being humiliated. And a lot of the ways men act towards each other are specifically to make sure they don't feel humiliated. Whereas, like you said, women are afraid of abandonment, and so what is a woman's punishment? What do women use as group punishment? Ostracism. They literally deliberately abandon a woman to hurt her as badly as they can hurt anyone. But the thing is, this is nothing to do with men.
And that's a real fear. A desperate
fear. So do you
see
sexual rivalry at the heart of the way that women behave towards one another when it's negative?
Just be real. Just realise that I don't accept it anyway. Because women do like women as well as fear them. And they need them. And they court them. And they get disappointed. And we can all think of situations where we've expected someone, a woman friend, to be on deck with us, for us when we needed it. And she's gone off with the boyfriend because the boyfriend deliberately made the claim at that point. Because he is your rival. And he knows what to do and he knows how to exploit her emotional insecurity.
Projection! This is fucking classic projection, because if there's one thing that men don't know how to exploit, it's women's fucking emotions. Men don't understand women's emotions. You can't exploit something you don't understand. And even if men could, do they want to? In my experience, most men just aren't like that. In my experience, it's the women that are the exploitive ones. But hey, I'm sure that she knows what she's talking about. She's not a lonely old feminist or anything who doesn't understand men or women. No, not at all.
It's very common in oppressed people that they express their negative emotions to people they can hurt.
What you're talking about is abused people. For example, when a father abuses his son might then abuse his little brother. That's abusing. That's not oppressing. People who are actually oppressed actually tend to help each other. I'm pretty sure that on a slave plantation, when the master whipped one of the slaves, he didn't then go and bully the other slaves and beat them. They probably gave him a lot of sympathy because they were all in the same boat.
We can't really hurt men to the extent to which we might feel we needed to.
Bullshit. Like no woman has ever had an argument with her husband, gone out and fucked someone else. Like that doesn't then hurt the man. Fuck off. Women can emotionally hurt men. Women will go out of their way to destroy your life if they're that way inclined.
Because we're so frightened of being abandoned by them. So we hurt someone else who's within range. And that is usually someone who's just like us. Mm-hmm. So that it comes down to the thing I called in the female eunuch, the defect in female narcissism.
I'm not saying I know why women bully each other, but I know this is not the reason for it. This is nonsense. This is absolute and total bullshit. And the defect in female narcissism is a stupid thing to say. Narcissism itself is a defect.
Which is women's lack of confidence about whether they're as they ought to be, whether they please. Because how can you know if you please? You've got to ask for reassurance. Do you like me? Do you love me? The endless question. So obviously, when women are feeling... It happens as well with men. For example, when men are unemployed, they beat their wives. What a surprise.
That's right. Any man who then loses his job just goes, right, well, I guess I've been sacked then. He picks up his stuff. He marches out to his car. He drives home. He comes home and his wife's like, how was your day, dear? And bam, right in the kisser. And she's like, shit, he got fired again. I am sure that due to the extra stress put on a man for being the provider and failing to provide, he is likely to make more mistakes. And I'm not trying to excuse that in any way. It's absolutely unconscionable. As any man knows, you should never do that. And I'm sure that these men think, fuck, I shouldn't have done that. But the statement, when men are unemployed, they beat their wives, is sick. It's like saying, women murder their children after birth. That is the most likely time for a woman to murder her child, but most women do not fucking do that.
You know, they're within, domestic violence goes up in a steep curve whenever we have a rise in unemployment, male unemployment. So we see the same thing in women. Now, there's no point in turning it into a description of female character or female unreliability or something or other. It's the psychopathology of oppression that we're dealing with.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sure it is, pumpkin. My 15 minutes are up, but the crazy isn't, so I will see you all tomorrow.